Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, apparently the elite media is exhausted by Trump, only 5 days into his presidency. Please. They love the fact that he's making headlines on a daily basis, and that they're selling ads again. He's going to single-handedly keep the lamestream media alive for the next 4 years. They need him. They miss him. But in the end, he's just delaying their inevitable obsolescence. I was exhausted by all the tariff drama in Canada. The threat of economic warfare making everything more expensive for me wasn't all that pleasant. Moving on, Jennifer Aniston turned off the comments on her Instagram after leaks came out about a possible affair with her and Barack Obama. If true, then Obama isn't gay. At the most, bi like Martin Luther King and Diddy. Then again, she might just be Obama's beard, and since so many people think he is gay, he might have started the rumor intentionally that he slept with her as a cover story. Maybe the affair is the reason that Michelle wasn't seen at the inauguration or Jimmy Carter's funeral. Number three, would you pay $700 for this old TV tube at a pawn shop? It's great for gaming because it's 480p. And believe it or not, this is actually a good price for this television. I'm going to get a 24-inch Panasonic like this for only $50 for gaming with my original NES and Super Nintendo. Funny enough, this TV was probably $700 in the year 2000 brand new. You can sure bet your current flat screen won't be worth as much in the next 25 years. Up next, if you get calls from a Nigerian print scammer, it might just be this 67-year-old guy from Louisiana. Kashana is upset because it looks like someone is trying to take away their Nigerian scammer jobs. Next thing you know, they'll be saying, "We was scammers and cheats." Scamming in general will become more prevalent as AI starts taking away jobs and there's less and less money for the middle classes in the economy. Soon we will all be Nigerian princes. Number 5, apparently this woman froze her pregnancy pee so she could later on put it on pregnancy tests to send to the men that she slept with and ask for abortion money. Women turn being pregnant into a business, and if she needs more pee, she can always just get pregnant and collect urine in jars like Howard Hughes before freezing it and then getting an actual abortion and rinse and repeat, and she could get $500 a pop for each abortion, which is more than she would get if she sold her service as a working girl. This is prostitution with extra steps. Moving on, hey guys, would this work on you? If a random woman asked you if you had a girlfriend and you said no, and that she then made the statement that you do now, I think that depends on if you'd actually find her attractive or not. Women generally don't approach you if they're way out of your league, and if the average woman approaches you, then your spidey senses should be going off, making you think it's a scam of some kind. But don't say yes, because a woman like this is probably cray-cray. Smash and dash only. Number 7, Lonely Fools bans the video of Bonnie Blue and the 1,000-man Shalonathon. Imagine being too big of a whore for a website that promotes debauchery. I guess all that hard work was for nothing in the end. Then again, maybe Lonely Fools thought that taking 1,000 swing-swings isn't actually proof that you can work as part of a team. Apparently, OnlyFans has standards now. Who knew? Up next, Gen Z loves self-checkouts because it makes shoplifting easy. They probably use that stock photo of an Asian woman because, obviously, that's the demographic that is most known for shoplifting. But seriously, I've been hearing stories that self-checkout is costing s'mores more money than it's worth, and that they might actually start getting rid of it. According to shoplifting statistics, 70% of shoplifters caught are white, and 26.6% are black. Looks like the problem is white people. Pay no attention to the per capita stats, homeboy. Number 9, this woman says that she's too hot to date, and it's a curse. Translation, the top 1% of men that I want don't want me. And I'm hoping this dumb article will be seen by some rich Chad that'll commit to me because I've had zero luck up until now. And she's not going to find a man of value that likes those tattoos either. Guys can tell that she's for the streets and don't want her. I wonder how many pets she's bought over the last 2 years. Moving on, this guy says that most women lose good men by listening to the advice of their lonely female friends. Yes, that's true. But why is it true? The why is important. It's because their miserable friends want them to be just as miserable as they are. Or they're envious of that woman having a better man and want that guy for themselves, so they're trying to break them up. In my long-term relationships, my girlfriends always told me that their female family members and friends kept telling her to leave me. It's just standard operating procedure. Number 11, this Muslim abuser, who didn't know that sex with a 13-year-old was illegal, is spared jail. But whatever happened to ignorance of the law is not an excuse for breaking it. I guess that only counts for the locals in the UK, not the imports. I guess all men are equal, but some men are just more equal than others. When you have a two-tier justice system, people lose faith in their institutions, and this eventually leads to a collapse or revolution of some kind. Up next, some people out there are worried that if they're labeled as addicted to corn, that it'll be psychologically damaging. Wanking two or three times a week to spicy content is not an addiction, even though it helps them actually keep their prostate cancer away. Tradcucks want you to stop completely because they want you to be enslaved sexually to your wife, instead of using corn, to free your time and money. Avoid going nofap, and don't be a twice-a-day coomer. The moderate middle ground is the answer. Number 13 Melania Trump looks more and more like Sarah Connor. So does that make Baron Trump, John Connor, the savior of humanity from the robots? If so, then you know we're definitely living in a simulation, and there'll be a Butlerian jihad in the coming decades. What's really going to blow your mind is, does that mean that Donald Trump is Kyle Reese? She's increasingly wearing hats and glasses because she's getting tired of all the attention. I know I would be. Moving on is a graphic showing you why mass migration is not sustainable in Denmark. And this probably mirrors many other countries as well. Anyone in Denmark from the Middle East, North Africa, Pakistan, and even Turkey is a net drain on public finances. This shows you why mass migration is not sustainable. Also, women are net negative contributors, if you saw that New Zealand study from 5 to 10 years ago now. That means Western men keep the system going, and if we walk away and go our own way, the whole thing collapses. Number 15, someone created this maximum rent table based on salary. Clearly, someone is upset by inflation. As far as I'm concerned, rent should be maxed 25 to 33% of your gross income. Today, it's 50 to 75%, which is unsustainable. Yet many migrants get free government-sponsored housing. The system is broken. I've always paid less than 25% of my net income on rent or lived with parents when I was younger, if I couldn't afford it. You can always get a small commercial loft like myself, which is cheaper than a traditional apartment. You just can't live there legally. Up next, isn't it crazy how Jack Black's son looks more like Jack Black than he does? He's Jack Blacker than Jack Black. Unfortunately, they both look like they need help. You just know his son is probably going to get into acting and cash in on the nepotism. Here's young Jack Black on the right, and it's crazy how they look like clones. Here I fixed the original photo. Isn't that so much better? Number 17, Italy's most handsome man quits modeling to become a priest. Looks like he's going to be the Catholic Church's top earner. You know he's going to fill the pews with women and make them tingle. The tragedy is he won't be having any children. Maybe the Catholic Church would attract more straight men to join the priesthood by allowing them to marry and have kids. How does the fertility crisis get solved if this keeps happening? Moving on is Candy, and she's polyamorous, and has two partners but isn't looking for a third. Remember guys, 70% of men under 30 haven't had sex in the last year. And yet this gravity well has had multiple partners. Only imagine how well the thin and attractive ones are doing. But who's she kidding? We know something that large goes for thirds on the daily. The lower half of her body also kind of reminds me of the background on the Joe Rogan Experience. Number 19, they say that socialism is resentment disguised as compassion. Many that are envious use tyranny to take from others what they didn't earn themselves. Real capitalism, on the other hand, has never been tried before because most of the monopolies and tycoons also use the government for corporate welfare. Contrary to popular belief, real capitalism hasn't been tried. Unlike real socialism that has crashed and burned multiple times. My enemies are socialists and fascists. They use the government to crush the competition. Up next, AI programs can tell the race of people from an x-ray. And scientists don't know how that's even possible. They say that it's a bad thing. But how bad is it? How much you want to bet they're actually going to try and reprogram AI to avoid pointing out race from x-rays? I guess the differences between race are more than skin deep. But saying that scientific truth will most likely have you lose your job. The same people that think this is bad probably treat their dogs like human babies. You'll never be able to convince those people that race is more than a social construct. Number 21 looks like the Pope might be influenced by the World Economic Forum. He claims that eating meat is part of self-destructive trends. If the Bible says don't eat meat, then I won't eat meat. But if a man says don't eat meat, is it really just as valid? Colossians 2:16 advises Christians not to allow others to judge them based on their dietary choices. Does this sound like judgment to you? It certainly does to me if this is literally what he said. Moving on, here are the divorce rates per country. What the hell is going on in Portugal, Spain, and Russia? Why would you want to get married in any of those countries with a 73-94% divorce rate. If you're going to be a passport bro, then maybe Vietnam might not be such a bad option, with a 7% divorce rate. A man that isn't going his own way in Spain and Portugal with stats like those is absolutely insane. There's no way to keep a European Latina happy, it seems. Number 23, would you look at that? CBS Mornings put bigger wheels on Lizzo's chair. Why would they do that if you're healthier at any size? I bet you they're worried that the chair would break under her weight and that she might actually sue them. If that's the case, then it's justifiable. Imagine if she sues them for discrimination for giving her a chair with bigger wheels. Then you really can win with the obese. Up next, here's legislation being drafted down President Trump's face to Mount Rushmore. Washington was the first president. Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. Lincoln freed the slaves. But Teddy Roosevelt, what did he do except maybe expand the government? Trump is a narcissist, so he would love it. But we need someone else on there that actually achieves something. But I say do put him on there because the meltdowns from the left would be epic. Maybe just rename it to Mount Trumpmore. If he ends the IRS, then he definitely deserves his face on there. Number 25 and the last one, do you believe that makeup is all about lying? Would this person really have won a beauty contest if she showed up looking the way she did on the left? Obviously not. Women are crazy slathering on toxic chemicals onto their permeable skin. When I went on camera a few times, I wore liquid foundation, and my face was burning for hours. Women do that every day. Walk around in pain so they can manipulate men and make other women jealous. Let that sink in. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.